In a world where hypnosis podcasts come and go, one man is here to deliver a knockout, no-holds-barred approach and deliver electrifying interviews with the world's top experts so you can discover the secrets to their success. Introducing the Hawaii Hypnosis Podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter and get instant access to 4 free skill-building audios that utilize a revolutionary hypnotic approach to improve your skills from the inside out. It's practically bulletproof. As a member of Hawaii Hypnosis, you'll join the ranks of the movers and shakers in the hypnosis and NLP community and discover how to significantly improve your skills from the inside out.
Aloha, everyone. This is Antonio Perez with HawaiiHypnosis.org. Now, today, I've got Robin Manuel from HypnoticStorytelling.com to talk to us about hypnotic storytelling. Aloha, Robin. How are you doing today?
Aloha. I'm feeling good. Thank you. Very good. Although, obviously, it's nighttime here in the UK. So while you're looking out the window at a sunny beach, I'm looking out at a dark street.
I know. Just tell me about it. Looking outside, it's so sunny. As I'm sitting here looking outside, it's unbelievably gorgeous, and I'm stuck here. Not that it's a bad thing talking to you, but it's a lot nicer than inside my my studio.
Well, why don't you just sit back and just imagine that warm sun on your face, the gentle breeze caressing.
I can imagine that. Okay, Robin, can you give my audience a little backstory about yourself?
Sure thing. Well, I guess as we're talking about hypnotic storytelling, it's sensible to start there and how I got into that. Actually, I just had a great little adventure. I went over to the Bahamas to go visit Igor Ledahovsky out there. It was his birthday, and he was running a training in the sunny Bahamas, so I had a nice hotel room looking out over the ocean there. And I was actually listening to, those guys up on stage and just really enjoying kind of connecting with that good energy you get when you go on a live training. I'm sure those of your listeners who've done some kind of live training, whether it was in hypnosis or NLP anything really that just involves a whole bunch of people getting together and enjoying themselves, will understand just that, how energizing it can be just to be with a bunch of people who are thinking positively, who are learning stuff, moving forward and, trying to do something in their lives that helps other people. And I guess one of the things that I really liked about the event was it was just nice meeting some of the people who over the last 3 years have been listening to the masterclass in hypnotic storytelling that I did with Igor about that long ago, because when you sell stuff online, you've got all of these people out there who are hearing what you do, but you don't always get to hear to get the feedback. So it's really nice when people just drop me a line or come up and say, I really enjoyed listening to that and I got a lot from it. And this guy came up and he told me the most fantastic story. I just loved it. He said he'd been training himself for years to listen to hypnotic audios while he was driving. And I know, if you listen to these kind of trance tapes and things a lot, then you'll know that right at the beginning, we say very clearly, do not listen to this recording while operating machinery or driving.
For very obvious reasons.
Yes, because it's designed to put you into a trance. But having said that, I do know this guy and various other people I've met have trained themselves to listen to these kind of hypnotic audios while driving. And this guy said, though, and I took it as the biggest compliment I had all week, was just he said, I've got one of those like lawnmowers, those tractor lawnmowers you sit in to mow your lawn. and he was driving that and he crashed it into the neighbor's fence when he was listening to my storytelling masterclass.
That's a testimonial to your skills.
Well, I liked it. It was either I put him into a deep trance or I bored him to death. Anyway, my fascination, I really got into the hypnotic storytelling because, I guess I started off as an actor and I ran a theatre company for about 10 years in my 20s. And while I was running the theatre company, I studied psychology at university and I was really interested in psychodrama. And I don't know whether, you know, you or anyone listening to this has ever done any actor training, but you know, it's very much about kind of building flexibility, and building creativity and spontaneity. And a lot of the exercises, a lot of the work that we do is very character forming. You learn a lot about yourself by becoming other people. And I found that while I was, you know, while I was directing, while I was running workshops, that people would go through some spontaneous changes, you know, that would affect them quite dramatically. They were going through transformative events. And something happened in one of those sessions that just persuaded me that I was really interested in kind of taking this further, and B, that if I was going to take it further, I'd have to do some proper training. So I went along, and back in 1996, I did a training in neurolinguistic programming with Dr. Richard Bandler. And he came into the room, you know, to a kind of rock Jimi Hendrix soundtrack. And as soon as he got up on stage and started telling stories, I thought, this is great. I just so want to be able to do this, because he was combining, you know, he was telling funny stories. He was performing. He was on stage just enjoying himself performing. And while he was talking, people were going into trance. And he was installing within us certain kind of skills and attitudes that we needed in order to be able to, you know, perform effectively as practitioners. And so began a, well, what is it now, 2012? So how long is that? That's 16-year study of hypnosis, and in particular hypnosis and storytelling, and how we can combine those things to maximum effect. Because of course storytelling is it's an ancient tradition. It's the reason I think that it's so important is because it combines two really important things. First, it's the basic way in which we communicate anything to anyone. The minute that you start to relate an experience to me, you're telling me a story. In fact, this guy, I was running a workshop once, and you know, I gave a whole load of exercises. I said, listen, I just want you to come up with five stories, you know, just five quick stories, things that have happened to you in your life, and we'll use those in the exercises we'll do later. And this guy came up to me and he said, oh, you know what it's like when you just put on the spot and you can't think of anything? And I said, that's great. Now, what's your second story? Because every time you start to relate a series of events, you tell a story. So stories are the basis of communication, but they're also the basis of the way we actually reconstruct our memories. They're the fundamental building blocks of our memory and of our own sense of identity and self, and of the sense that we have that we're kind of, you know, on a continuous journey from our birth to our death. And sometimes I think the most important story that we ever tell, that any of us ever tell, is, you know, it's the story that gets told when we're gone. It's the story that people tell about us in remembrance. And I just think it behoves us to start thinking about that now, to realize that we have an opportunity to become the authors of our own life and to, you know, make life a canvas. You know, we start off with a blank sheet of paper, and you know, when we're younger, everyone else is writing the story for us, and for many people it just carries on that way, because you know, if you're not control, if you're not being the authority in your own life, then you can bet somebody else is writing it for you. I guess, you know, my mission has become to just to help people get in touch with, you know, what their story is, what their passion is, what it is that they can do that they want to do to make a mark, to do something that's just interesting in the world that any of us should care about. I'm talking about fundamentally taking charge of your life and not being, you know, you said it, being the author of your own life.
Now, the one thing that you got me really interested in was about acting in psychodrama.
Mm.
Now, as I'm looking to my bookshelf on the right-hand side, I actually grabbed some books. There's one really, really big one. It's, I think in the book it talks about the masks we wear, trans and the masks we wear. I think it's by, it might be, I think, the Impro book.
Keith Johnson.
Yeah, Keith Johnson. What kind of books would you recommend for my audience if they want to learn more about storytelling?
Well, that's a good place to start. Keith Johnson's book, Impro, and his book on storytelling as well, which is a more recent one. He's really great on storytelling. I would recommend anything by a guy called Robert Anton Wilson. Have you come across him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a very interesting guy.
Maybe the most interesting man in the world. Bless his heart.
Yeah. He passed away, what, about four years ago?
Is it that long? Yeah, certainly a couple of years ago. Yeah. But we're all keeping the spaghetti flying over here.
Forgot about that. Now, the other book that I picked up from Borders was The Writer's Journey. I believe it was Christopher Vogler. I think he's a student of Joseph Campbell.
Yeah, Joseph Campbell, of course, wrote a book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And he argued that all great stories follow the hero's journey, that they have kind of 16 different phases, and that moving through those those passages is what engages us and brings us into a story, and then the story itself then becomes a metaphor for our own struggle in life. In fact, Aristotle had believed that drama, the purpose of drama, was to create an experience in which the audience could experience a catharsis, could experience a release that would benefit them. But I think for your, you know, for your listeners, there's a couple of things about stories that, I mean, you know, I've been putting the emphasis on being clear about what your own story is, because, you know, we have great words, you know, I've been talking about being the author of your own life, but, you know, we have the word authenticity. What does it mean to be authentic? And you mentioned the masks that we wear. Far too often, I think people go through their lives afraid to truly be themselves, to truly, you know, let out their passion, to reveal their sensitive side and the part of them that is most creative and most capable. And we do that because, you know, we're kind of beaten out of it through the education system. And so, you know, that's very much a part of the work that I do one-on-one with people, is helping them to find that sense of authenticity so that they realize when they're wearing a mask and wearing that mask becomes a choice. And they learn when they can take it off safely and just be themselves. And the second thing I think your listeners are going to be interested in is how we use stories to persuade, to influence, to engage people, to set the scene for things. If you think about, some of the great movements in our time have been set in motion or have been given extra impetus by stories, by speeches, I'm thinking of, for example, Martin Luther King's, you know, I Have a Dream speech, or even Steve Jobs, you know, his vision for Apple. There's a, he, he had a story about what the future was going to be like. He was ahead of the wave, you know, he was just in the right place to surf that wave. And in telling that story, he engaged and brought all of these people with him and created real change in the world, just as Martin Luther King did, just as, you know, Nelson Mandela, when, you know, this man who for 25 years, I think it was 25, 21 years, however long it was, sat in a prison in Robben Island and held onto the dream of a, you know, united, multicolored rainbow nation, and saw that dream come through the power of his vision and through maintaining a consistent story that was, you know, that had integrity and authenticity.
Oh, it definitely is a great story right there. Takes a lot of dedication to do what he did and to put up with all the opposition that he had to put up with.
You're listening to the Hawaii Hypnosis Podcast. Can I ask you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by going to hawaiihypnosis.org/iTunes and give us a 5-star rating?
For any of my audience that wants to learn how to tell hypnotic stories, what kind of suggestions can you give them?
First, I'd go to an improv class. Go to an improvisation class and do something like that that just gets you being spontaneous, gets you free, gets you used to being able to, you know, just kind of follow a creative thought and see where it goes. Like, for example, Antonio, if I said to you right now, you know, just close your eyes and what can you see?
A big cube with a dog running by.
Okay, so follow the dog. Where does it go?
So running through a cityscape, almost like New York. It's like a dog in his adventure.
And what happens next?
And you can see him. He's kind of trying to fight for food, fights for scraps. He's kind of real mangy.
So describe the dog to us.
Looks like an old dog, kind of weathered, really dingy hair, kind of looking a little depressed, but he's kind of determined to find that food.
What would make the dog really happy?
If you found a big plate of spaghetti. There comes that flying spaghetti, and there's a flying plate of spaghetti.
So, I mean, you see how easy it is to just, to just close your eyes and go off on a journey. Our minds can't help but be creative. You know, I hear people all the time like going, you know, like, oh, I've got a creative block, blah, blah, blah. But in order to have that creative block, they're doing something else that stops their mind from riffing because, you know, you've had the experience of just, you know, sitting down, maybe you're a bit tired, you know, maybe you close your eyes for a second just to, you know, take a moment, and suddenly you find yourself just in a dream, off on some crazy adventure. And, you know, in consciousness, you can just start describing something. One of the exercises that we do is, just to have people begin to describe something that's not there. And elaborate on it and just follow it through. Begin to include rich sensory detail like, the smells and the tastes and the temperature and the colors and the textures and the sounds in such a way that they get used to connecting to the whole gestalt of the memory, of the experience that they're creating. So that would be my first recommendation. Do some improvisation. Do some, you know, just allow your mind to run free and see where it goes sometimes. And don't be afraid of what comes up because, you know, often our imaginations are pathological. By which I mean And Keith Johnson talks about this in his book. You know, when you start improvising, when you start just kind of letting the output flow without the censor talking about it, you always go through, you know, your basics of sex, death, shitting, pissing. For some reason, the body, you know, the brain kind of starts off with scatological things, and basic human functions are always come out in the stories. And it's when you kind of when you're free to go through that you actually end up with the great stuff on the other side. By pathological, I mean that there's, you know, stories can be cruel, stories can be vicious and violent, or they can be messy and dirty, and that's there because it's all a part of human life. And when you're beginning, particularly, to just, you know, get to that place where you can be spontaneous, you've got to be unafraid of that, and just allow yourself, forgive yourself for anything that you come up with, particularly if you have a strong religious background. Just forgive yourself. The second thing that I would do, I mean, if you haven't done any hypnosis training, then do so, you know, learn hypnosis. Buy one of the online courses. I hear The Power of Conversational Hypnosis is very good, but I'm sure there are others out there as well.
Yeah, I hear that is a pretty good course.
Mm.
And by the way, I have an affiliate link to it. If I knew what it was, I would say it now, but I don't. So
right. Well, you can stick that in there. Yeah, get that course, and that's got some interesting stuff on hypnotic storytelling. So you need to, you know, start building some experience of kind of being free. And start thinking about your own personal experiences as well, because the most powerful stories that we can tell are those that are real for us, that share some part of our own life and our own adventure. And you know, there's a certain skill to doing that, in how you kind of select the stories that you tell, and how you tell them in such a way that it's not about you, you know, that it's about the general lesson. But in the same way that, you know, Joseph Campbell talks about the hero with 1,000 faces, you know, sometimes people like to see us being the hero of our own story. You know, I was just reading an article online the other day that said the most popular articles on blogs are articles about transformation. There are articles about, you know, people who, you know, suddenly went from being overweight to being a bodybuilder, or who went from being penniless to being rich, or who went from being, you know, suffering from some terrible disease to surviving it and having kids. You know, we love to see these tales of transformation. And of course, you know, when you're ready to take it to the next step, you can come and visit hypnoticstorytelling.com and buy the masterclass in hypnotic storytelling.
For anybody that wants to check out the masterclass that Robin did with Igor Ledahovsky, you can go to my affiliate link if you want. It's hawaiihypnosis.org/heroesjourney. It's hawaiihypnosis.org/heroesjourney. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, journey.
Join the ranks of the movers and shakers in the hypnosis and NLP community. Subscribe to the newsletter and discover why this podcast is taking the world by storm.
Are there any trainers that you would recommend somebody going to learn the specific skills of hypnotic storytelling?
Yeah, I would recommend two guys. The first is a guy called Gabe Guerrero, who operates out of Mexico and trains in the UK. And the second is a guy called Robin Manuel, who also trains in the UK. I'm actually going to be running a course with Igor in Amsterdam in September. We'll have details of that coming up soon.
So you're the one that's going to be doing the 3 days of storytelling then, right?
Yep. And we're doing the workshop in Amsterdam, and there'll be a DVD of that available. So oh, yeah,
I'm looking really forward to that training in Amsterdam.
It's going to be cool. It's been about, I think, 9 or 10 years since Igor and I trained together. And the last training we did was pretty wild. And I think it's this one will be wild. We'll be stretching some. we'll be taking people to some stretch goals, and definitely moving them forward, not just in kind of their storytelling, but also in their personal charisma and the way they present themselves to the world. So that's a great opportunity. I'm really excited about that.
I'm already glowing thinking about it.
Well, sign up to hypnoticstorytelling.com, and I'll let people know about the details of that.
What's the date again? September or what?
It's like the 22nd until the 2nd or 3rd of October.
Now, when you said that you had trained with Igor, the last training you did with him was like 9 years ago. What's your backstory with Igor?
We met at a John Grinder New Code NLP seminar in, I don't know, about 2000, 2001, sometime like that. We just kind of spotted each other across the seminar room. I think we just kind of recognized kindred spirits. We were both asking intelligent questions, and we just ended up talking and hitting off on a couple of books that we'd read, and yeah, kind of went from there. We ran a couple of trainings, NLP practitioner trainings together, and a storytelling event, and we did some corporate work in Europe and in Malaysia, and I think it was a great learning experience for both of us.
Oh, that's cool. It's, that's one thing about him is he's very smart to make himself mysterious and hard to get to, because that makes him, his value shoots up tremendously when he does that.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he is a very busy man now. Yeah.
Robin, what all products do you have?
At the moment, we have the Masterclass in Hypnotic Storytelling, and I've also got a product called Storytelling Beyond Hypnosis, which is just a really kind of fun little interview I did with a Canadian hypnotist called Harrison Brown. And in that, we cover quite a few just ideas around, more specifically tailored to hypnotherapy and how to use stories in hypnotherapy. Because, as you know, Erickson, Milton Erickson, was a great storyteller and used a lot of stories in his own work, and I've kind of like adapted a lot of some of the work that he did, and the way that Richard Bandler has kind of taken that somewhat further. And I think just applied my own kind of style to how to find those stories, and I've created a nice little structure actually that kind of leads, provides a structure for hypnotherapists to use in their session. Other than that, at the moment, I'm coaching people online. I offer a personalized coaching service for people. That's quite a high value service.
Okay, yeah, folks. Once again, I just want to let you guys know. Check out Robin's website of hypnoticstorytelling.com. And subscribe to his newsletter. You'll get a free 1 hour lesson on hypnotic storytelling secrets that are more in depth than what we covered here.
Coolio.
And definitely, Robin, thank you for taking the time to talk to me and my audience today.
You're welcome. It's been fun. I look forward to doing it again, and I look forward to visiting Hawaii sometime.
Yeah, so everybody that's listening to this, make sure if you're not on the Hawaii Hypnosis newsletter, subscribe to the newsletter. If you look in the upper right-hand corner or below this blog post, put your email and click subscribe. And I will keep you posted of any upcoming projects that me and Robin are working on. Everybody, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Hawaii Hypnosis Podcast. Connect with us at Facebook.com/Hawaii Hypnosis, Twitter.com/Hawaii Hypnosis, and YouTube.com/Hawaii Hypnosis.